As you stand at the entrance of the Forest Hill Cemetery in Ann Arbor, you're instantly drawn to a Gothic Revival gatehouse that was built in 1874. That's nearly two decades after the cemetery was founded in 1857. It was designed by Colonel James Lewis Glenn from Niles, Michigan. I'm joined by Ann Arbor historian Grace Shackman.
What's interesting about this is it's very different from the ones that preceded it. It looks more like a park. It's got these rounding. And this was a new movement in cemeteries. Started in 1831, Mount Auburn Cemetery. It's west of Boston. And the idea was that it would be a place to contemplate and just think on life.
Walking through the rolling hills of this 65-acre cemetery, you can't help but to reflect on life. The lives of the more than 90,000 people who are buried here. Among them are family members of John Allen, the co-founder of the city of Ann Arbor.
John Allen himself wouldn't be buried here because he died on the way home from the gold rush. He was quite a daring adventurer, the fact that he would come to this area when he was unknown area and start a city. Or town then.
Elijah Walker Rumsey, the other co-founder of the city of Ann Arbor, is buried at the cemetery. He died from a fever in 1827, just 3 years after founding Ann Arbor. University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler, who died in 2006, is also buried here. Historian Grace Shackman points out another prominent figure.
Yes, well, this Joseph Bielsteer, he was important in the university in the early days, and he did a lot of traveling around the world and finding examples of plants and, you know, things to bring back.
Most of the headstones are made out of sandstone or granite. Some are shaped to fit the personality of the deceased, like a book or an angel. In a way, they each have their own characteristics.
So these are very different. We're walking towards, is it the Hyde family, I believe it says, right?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
And they almost have like a little window, the headstones.
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're about maybe 2 feet high, and they have a small window. What is that?
Well, people can, you know, use their imagination for anything they want. And this is a very good idea. I've seen similar ones that have a picture of the deceased.
As you can imagine, Forest Hill isn't the only cemetery in Washtenaw County full of history. The Highland Cemetery in Ypsilanti was founded in 1863 and also contains unique gravestones. That's where I met Barry LaRue. He's the secretary for the Highland Cemetery Association.
You've got a variety of different styles. You've got this sphere. You've got the draped urn. You've got these more naturalistic ones with tree trunks and mushrooms and things like that. I think that sort of says you're going back to the earth.
As the sun also shines over Highland Cemetery, grounds crews are busy mowing. This 100-acre cemetery looks similar to Forest Hill Cemetery because it was also designed by Colonel James Lewis Glenn. LaRue says that Shelley Brown Hutchinson is buried here. He was the co-founder of the former S&H Green Stamps.
Back in the early part of the 20th century, through most of the 20th century, there were things called trading stamps, which were given out at grocery stores and other retail stores when you bought products. And then you collected them in books. And once you filled up a book or two or three, you might be able to get a set of dishes or some silverware or you know, a lawnmower or something. And so Shelley Byron Hutchinson was the H of S&H Green Stamps, which was a very popular form of trading stamp, and he made a small fortune and built his large mansion on North River Street between East Forest and Oak Street.
Just take a few steps in any direction and you'll most likely see a last name you recognize. Some, like Cross, have even become street names in Ypsilanti in honor of early settlers. But there is one name that stands out.
This is the Starkweather Memorial Chapel, and it's located just facing the main boulevard outside, just inside the gates. And it's in the Richardsonian Romanesque style.
Local philanthropist Mary Ann Starkweather had a granite and Lake Superior sandstone chapel built in 1889 in honor of her late husband, John. It looks like a small stone cottage with tall oak wood doors. LaRue describes the chapel as we walk in.
So you see that you've got this room that would allow you to have a coffin in the tower area. We have pews that are original that are in storage, and we would put them back. We'd refinish the floor. We're working with a plaster conservationist to come up with a plan for restoring the plaster.
The one-room chapel is being renovated, but even with scaffolding and other construction equipment, its beauty is not disturbed. Tiffany glass windows glow in blues, greens, and oranges. There's a 15-foot-high arch that emphasizes the coffin area below. An adjacent small wooden platform was used by a pastor during funerals.
Barry, it's hard not to look up. You walk in here and you look up. Can you describe that kind of wood, that type of style? What are we seeing here?
Well, right now you're seeing the rafters, the actual roof joists, but you're also seeing these large decorative beams, and I guess you'd call them king posts, that are there for support and for decoration.
The chapel also has a wooden spiral staircase that leads to a viewing platform in a small tower. It's currently closed because it's not in very good condition, but LaRue describes it.
A roofed area with windows on four sides so that you could sort of survey the grounds of the cemetery, but it's very narrow, and I don't think it was ever actively used by people to do that. I think it was more of a architectural novelty on the building rather than an active observation platform or anything.
With over 16,000 graves, an original cold storage room located behind the chapel was a resource that was definitely used. It's about 6 feet by 10 feet big and has 1.5-inch steel pipes that served as shelves.
Back in the 19th century, you had to hand dig a grave, right? And in the winter, the ground was frozen, and you couldn't bury people. So they had to have a chamber, in order to stack the coffins to wait until the spring thaw. And so the chapel provides that room.
Both the Highland and Forest Hill cemeteries are open to the public for visits. It's a great way to research the people who have helped shape Washtenaw County. You can also look up information about your own relatives at the cemeteries. Just ask for help at the main office. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.